Jones Angel is the voice of the Tar Heels, and he joins us here now in the studio to chat about the game. Jones, good to be with you as always today. Good morning.
Aaron, good morning. Hope you're doing well. And, it's been a busy stretch for the Tar Heels for sure. And going to close things off Saturday against Clemson. Then, of course, there's basketball on Sunday up in Blacksburg as well against Virginia Tech. And, Aaron, obviously we hadn't talked in the last couple of weeks, but, last two games for Carolina haven't gone the way the Tar Heels wanted. But, I really feel differently, Aaron, honestly, about those two games. Yeah, I feel like Georgia Tech was a game that Carolina just honestly didn't play very well. You know, they had a bunch of mistakes, and mistakes they really hadn't been making this season, but had some drop passes at important times, had some turnovers at important times, failed to convert some key fourth downs. You know, things that Carolina had not been doing all year. The Tar Heels had been so good on fourth down and so good in the red zone and so good at protecting the football. And all of a sudden, all these things kind of came up at the same time. And sometimes that happens in athletics. I think we've all probably seen it if we followed a team through a year before, that you're going to have a game every now and then where just everything goes wrong. And the question is, can you fight through it? And the Tar Heels nearly did, but couldn't quite overcome all those mistakes against Tech. So I think you left that game going, man, that was a missed chance. That was a self-inflicted wound there for Carolina. For State, I didn't feel that way. It was just a competitive, hard-fought game. Both sides, I thought, did some good things, had some mistakes, and State just made an extra play or two, and Carolina missed a couple key kicks. And, you know, I mean, Aaron, it stinks, and if you like the Tar Heels, then it wasn't much fun, but I don't leave that game having some kind of referendum on the Tar Heels or their season. It was just a game where they just didn't quite make enough plays to win. So in total, a frustrating 2 weeks, but obviously it's been a terrific season for Carolina, and a season that they can make even more special if they can get a win on Saturday night.
I think that's right, and I get the sense that Mac Brown feels the same way. And I actually want to ask you about this in the context of both football and basketball, because both Mac Brown and Hubert Davis have been really remarkable in this sense, this season especially, but you really, really get it from Hubert just in general. The level of optimism and hopefulness that they've got, even after a 2-game losing streak for football and a 3-game losing streak for basketball and all of those tough losses at the last minute and Tar Heel fans kind of gnashing their teeth in despair and talking apoplectically on all of the message boards. You've got Hubert and Davis saying, hey guys, we're going to be okay. Here's what we're working on. Here's what's good. Here's what's going to happen next game. And I mean, Hubert all season long last year was very much like that, even as every Carolina fan was going bananas during the middle of the season. And sure enough, they came together at the end. It's really remarkable from both of those coaches to have that level of just consistent calm and optimism, even in the midst of tough times in November.
Absolutely. And I think it can be deceiving if you think that Mac Brown or Hubert Davis, if you feel like they can't be demanding,
right,
or tough, or then get angry or any of those things, but behind the scenes a little bit, absolutely they can. And I think, at times when you're leading a program, that's required. And you have to have some heat, and you have to have some fire, and you have to hold people accountable and all those different things. But when you are also in those very public-facing positions, like Mac Brown and Hubert Davis are, I don't know what good it would do you to approach it any differently than they do. And Mac Brown talks about this all the time, about where if something goes wrong, I mean, you don't think that Drake May knows that it hadn't been the best 2 weeks, or that Josh Downs doesn't realize he dropped that touchdown at the end of the Georgia Tech game? Of course they realize it. So what good would it do to just continuously beat them down over it? And Mac Brown's point is, you know, what you can really do, of course you're going to work hard and you're going to try to fix things and get better, but you got to help pick these guys up. And I think they both approach it that way, particularly with their public-facing comments. And Hubert Davis, you know, even at times last year, somebody asked him in a press conference, you know, why he was so positive all the time. And his point was, you know, why would I be the other way? Why would I want to beat down somebody who's on my team, who I care for and who I know is trying hard. I mean, what good would that do? And so I think they both approach it that way. Certainly every coach approaches things differently, and that's his or her prerogative. But both those guys, I do think, have a similar mindset in the way they handle things like that.
Speaking with Jones Angel and turning our attention to the game tomorrow night, UNC taking on Clemson. Huge game for both teams with the Orange Bowl on the line. Just heard Art Chansky's Sports Notebook. He's high on Carolina's chances. He thinks we're going to get a win tomorrow night. What do you think? What are Carolina's chances?
Well, I think this game, to me, comes down to two things. Number one, Clemson's defensive front is so, so good. It's the best defensive front Carolina's seen this year. You know, all four of their starters were honored as either first team or second team, all conference members. Every single starter on their defense was named at least honorable mention, all ACC. So it's a really good defensive group, and particularly up front. So can Carolina compete up front when the Tar Heels have the ball? Are they able to run the football much at all? Because Clemson is so good at stopping the run. Teams are only averaging about 98 yards against them on the ground. I heard Mac Brown at one point say this week, look, you get a 4-yard run, you better be happy. That's a quality run against this.
Yeah.
And so I think that's number one. Can Carolina compete up front, run the ball, and protect Drake May? Then you flip that to the other side, and you know, Clemson can really, with the read option game that they have, with Will Shipley, first-team all-conference running back, DJ Uiagalelei, the quarterback, they're both so dangerous in the run game. And when they start working off each other in that read option game, it's really difficult. So you've got to be able to slow that down and force Uiagalelei to try to beat you with his arm. He is still good enough to do that, but I do think that your chances are higher if you're the Tar Heels. Your percentages improve if you force them to be a passing offense versus a running offense. And so a lot of it comes down to those two things to me, Aaron, because I think Carolina absolutely can compete. We know that Drake May has had such a terrific year, and he and Josh Downs and others on that offense can keep Carolina in games and can help them compete with anybody they play. But those, it really, to me, starts much more up front in this game and how the Tar Heels are able to handle that.
Speaking with Jones Angel, games tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Got to wrap up this conversation, but as we do, the other big thing that happened for Tar Heel football this week, a huge honor for Drake May winning ACC Player of the Year honors as a freshman, just the second ACC player ever to do that, and the first Tar Heel to win Player of the Year since Lawrence Taylor did it back in 1980, which was the last time Carolina won an ACC title. So really historic year for Drake May, and I think back to just a few months ago when there was that quarterback controversy, and was it going to be May? Was it going to be Jacoby? And still up in the air with a few days to go before the game started. Just share your thoughts on what an amazing year Drake May has had.
Absolutely, he has. And a deserved honor for Drake May. Yeah, this isn't one where the vote was super close and, you know, that everybody's arguing that it should have gone to their guy. I mean, Drake May was far and away the runaway winner for ACC Player of the Year, as he should have been. And not only that, but I mean, ACC Offensive Rookie of the Year, ACC Rookie of the Year in total, ACC Offensive Player of the Year, ACC Player of the Year. I mean, and all these were deserved. It's been a terrific season for Drake May. His numbers bear that out. Just the pure stats show you that. I think if you've watched him game to game, it shows you that. His performance in pressure moments, I think, show you that. Even in these last 2 weeks, Aaron, where he hasn't had the same type of just incredible numbers. Think back to that Georgia Tech game, which I don't think Drake nor anybody on Carolina's offense played very well in that game. And yet, he still made the throw that would have given Carolina the lead at the end of the game had Josh Downs, who probably catches that pass 99.5% of the time, had he been able to bring in that pass, it would have been a go-ahead touchdown with a couple minutes left. And so even when Drake May had not had a great game, he made the throw when it mattered. And there is something to that position of guys who have it and they don't. And we all, there's no definition for it, but if you've watched football before, we all know what we're talking about. and Drake May has it. He just does. And so he gives Carolina a chance to win every single time the Tar Heels play, and that includes this Saturday against Clemson.
Again, 8 p.m. kickoff time in Charlotte. Our coverage starts at 5. We'll have the Tar Heel Sports Network with their pregame show at 7 o'clock. Should be a great night for Tar Heel fans to gather around the radio. Jones Angel, thank you as always so much, and look forward to hearing the call tomorrow night.
Thanks, Aaron. Enjoyed talking with you all year. Hope to do so a couple times through basketball as well.